Now this ball is swung on and hit to right field. Another base hit. And the beat goes on for Georgetown, and now the ball's thrown away. And runners end up at second and third. So Autumn Dennis.
The next batter, number 16, Claire.
The base hit. And we had some technical problems again, I apologize, but Georgetown is up 7-0. There's a swing and a miss by Claire Vanderweel. The ball gets away. Runners still at second and third. And a long drive to left field. Way back, and that one all the way to the fence. Might be a homer. Two runs are in. She's running around second into third. She'll have to settle for a triple as the ball is double cut. And Claire Vanderweel with a long two-run triple. And Georgetown has a 9-0 lead here in the second inning. And they have just crushed the ball, every single girl up there. And another one to left field. There's a base hit for Riffschneider. Over the head of the shortstop. And it's 10-0 Georgetown, and they are just absolutely on fire with their bats here in this second inning. They've sent 12 to the plate, and they have scored 9 in this inning. Swing and a miss by Taya Brenner, and stealing second is the girl who just had the latest hit, Riffschneider. Now that pitch in the dirt, Dubord picks it up and then throws it away back to the pitcher. And a rough inning, not just for Chloe Dubord behind the plate, but for the entire Escanaba team.
One ball, one strike.
Runner went to third, another base hit up the middle, right through Mott. And now it's misplayed in center field, and they'll get an extra base out of that.
The next batter for Georgetown, number 2, Macy Alkema.
Macy Alkema bats for the second time this inning. It's now 11-0 Georgetown. We are only in the second inning. They've scored 10 this inning, and they've had a couple bunts in there early in this inning, but everybody else has absolutely crushed the softball. And again, I apologize for some of the technical difficulties or operator error, not equipment error. And I mean, I can't blame the girls for making any errors out there when I'm doing the same back here. Wild pitch moves the runner on to third. Two out, top of inning 2. And a very, very long softball game for the Escanaba girls here. This pitch fouled away off the fence near the first base dugout where the Georgetown girls are sitting. A 1-1 count on Macy Alkema. She swings and misses. So 1-2 the count. A runner on third and 2 down. Change up, and she's able to pop that up over the pitcher's mound. 2 second, the throw to second, first base is not in time. Even a change up, the best change up she has, and they still hit that. And another run.
Up next for Georgetown, 00, Lydia Clark.
Literally every girl in their lineup, except for the number 3 girl, has a base hit. And this is, if we were from Georgetown, it'd be a much more vibrant broadcast right now. That one in the dirt gets away, the runner on to second. It is now 12-0. They put up 22 against Jackson yesterday. And they put up, 14, I believe, against Edwardsburg in their first game. They have hit a couple of shots that our girls just looked in amazement at as they just zoomed right by their glove or right by their ears. It's another wild pitch. So, again, I'm not sure how many pitches we missed when I was fixing things, but you've missed a whole bunch of Georgetown hits, and only three Escanaba batters have come up so far in this game, and they all struck out. She reached for that one and popped it foul off the backstop. It's a 2-2 count on Lydia Clark, batting for the third time in the first two innings. She had a single in the first inning and scored a run, and then smacked a double to drive in a run earlier this inning. 2-2 the count on her. Mott, strike three called, and that'll finally put this inning to bed. But not before Georgetown gets 11 runs, and they did it with a bushel full of hits. We go to the bottom of the second. Escanaba trailing 12-0 to Georgetown. Back in 2 minutes on the voice of Little League Softball. News Talk 600. 11 runs on 12 hits for Georgetown.